Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
At the Senior Bowl in Mobile, and we're talking with the brand-new head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Doug Marrone. And I'm surprised, I guess, to find you here. Coach, you've been here before, but you've got a tight schedule back in Buffalo. You found time to come down here for a couple of days.
Well, I think, you know, number one, it was important. The one part of the organization I haven't met yet were the scouts. So, you know, I wanted to make sure I'd gotten down here and been able to introduce myself to them and get a feel and then get to know me a little bit better and, you know, tell them how excited I am and the coaches to be working with them. So, you know, we had a meeting and then coming out here, you know, trying to get a feel now for, you know, the rest of, you know, these young players that are out here today.
Moving forward, do you think it's beneficial for an entire coaching staff to come here to the Senior Bowl? I know you're in a transition phase with your staff, but is that something that your coaching staff would get something out of?
Well, you know, that's something that we'll look at down the road. Right now, obviously, we're in a transitional stage, so, you know, we have a lot of work up in Buffalo. I'm going to cut this short for myself and get up here, get back up to Buffalo, you know, this afternoon. So, you know, we have a lot of things. You know, new staff. I think that we're ahead, you know, in a lot of different areas. But, you know, we want to get back up there. We finally got the full staff together, talk to the media up there, and, you know, make sure we get around them first before we get around anyone else.
You made short work of putting that staff together. Really, in a space of a couple of weeks, you managed to put together a staff.
Well, you know, I think it was great. You know, we were fortunate. You know, the organization made a decision quickly. We were able to go out and get the guys we wanted. So, you know, there's really, you know, everyone that we wanted that was on that original list is you know, we have in place. So I think from my standpoint, as the head coach, you couldn't be more happier.
I wonder, is the staff at work, and this week is part of what you're doing, kind of grading last year's players? I mean, you got new guys looking at guys that they're inheriting for the most part. Is that something you have to do in these early weeks?
Well, you know what? We're excited about the players that we have, you know, on our football team. So, you know, we're going there and looking at them and evaluating them, and that's a process. That takes a while. You know, it's not like you just watch a bunch of tapes and then you go ahead. So, you know, we're doing that, but also we're getting a lot of things set up, you know, getting our schedule set up, you know, from the mini camps and the OTAs and things like that, getting our daily schedule set up, you know, getting our playbooks, making sure they're organized and getting them together. So, you know, that's what's really going on right now.
Buddy Nix has identified the needs for this team, at least at this early stage, as quarterback, receiver, linebacker. Do you view those as the top priorities as you move into this phase of the season?
Well, I think, again, you know, I'm trying to get a good feel for the roster right now along with the other coaches, and we're just going to keep working to continue that. And then, you know, we'll get together, and then obviously Buddy and I, and we'll talk about it. And but, again, you know, I want to hear the input from the coaches and what they see. I have to get back up there. I have to watch all three phases. So, you know, it's not something that's done just overnight.
As a college coach, you must have some level of familiarity with a lot of the prospects who are here this week.
Well, you know what, I do, obviously, from a standpoint of the players that are on, you know, that were with me at Syracuse, which we have three here at the Senior Bowl, but also against the players that we've competed against during the year. But, you know, it's good to get a good feel of, you know, what else was out there, because as a coach, you really don't see everyone.
Let me get your take on some of those Syracuse guys. The offensive lineman, we spoke to him the other day, Pugh, who's, you know, had a pretty good college career and an abbreviated career. He seems like he's in a hurry to get to the NFL.
Well, you know, they're all good kids, and, you know, we're at a point now, and I'm getting hit up quite a bit about, you know, the insight to those players, but that's the one advantage that we have, you know, having been in college and having had those players, obviously, and then seeing the players that we've competed against. So, you know, that's kind of like the, you know, the information that we're just, you know, sharing within ourselves and the organization so we can make the best decision for Buffalo.
How does Ryan Nassib look to you in these early practices?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been impressed with a lot of the quarterbacks that are out there. You know, I haven't been able to sit down with them and talk with them. So, you know, I think there's a good group of kids out here today, and then I think it's just a matter of, you know, how they do as the week progresses.
I say, Coach, tell me about your transition from college recruiting to where you are here, which is not recruiting, really. This is really talent evaluation this week here in Mobile.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, when I first was in college and I went to the NFL, you know, I was a college coach. Then I was in the NFL, and the college guys looked at me as an NFL coach. So, you know, but it's very comfortable for me to be back at this level. You know, a lot of familiar faces around. The schedule is something I'm probably more used to than the college schedule or transitioning to that. So, you know, I feel very comfortable, you know, where we are, knowing that we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Coach, thanks very much.
Great. Thanks, Murph.